Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, 855-99-DR-JOY. Kathy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Joy.
Sure.
I am taking your advice about the 30-day abstinence from alcohol. I want to lose a few pounds here.
Good.
And so I thought I'd give that a shot.
Okay.
Only I'm finding it more difficult than what I thought it was going to be. I'm finding that my weekends, that's what I did on my weekends to enjoy myself, to, you know, and so now that's all I'm thinking about. I was wondering if you had any little tricks get your mind.
Absolutely. Yeah. How old are you, Kathy?
I'm 50.
Are you single or married?
I'm married.
Okay. Is your husband going along with this or not going along with it?
He's not a drinker. He's not much of a drinker anymore.
Okay, so what does he do on the weekends?
Watches TV, goes on the computer.
Ooh, well, that's a problem, isn't it? So where, when you would tell me what a normal weekend would have been when you were still drinking.
Well, you know, I do my daily tasks around the house and chores and things like that.
Right.
And probably, I would probably sit down around, 6 o'clock and have a drink and then make supper and then watch TV, have another drink and, yeah.
Okay, well, it sounds to me that it sounds two or three things, at least two, and we'll probably get to the third because I always do. Number one, that you and your husband are leading parallel lives, and that's not a great idea. And it may be tolerable, but it doesn't sound like much fun, number one. Number two, the fact that you're having more of a difficulty than you thought you were means there's probably more of an emotional dependence on alcohol than you'd hoped.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, so let's look at the two of those. And I think that they're not unrelated to one another. The reason people drink is simply because it works. It really does distract us from everything except what's directly ahead of us. And we know that. We know the distraction part we've always known. And that's what people drink. It sort of softens the edges. But the tunnel vision is something that was really only discovered scientifically in the last 5 years, maybe 4 or 5 years. So it allows you to not look at your marriage. It allows you to not feel lonely. It allows you to not sort of say, is this all there is? So that in and of itself, as you're discovering, is and may also, I guess number three, sort of feed into the weight problem, because when you're only looking at the right now, that instant gratification is really important. So in addition to a drink, you might have something to eat or something fattening to eat or not be as careful about what you eat. So let's the question is, all right, now that we know this, what do we do about it? And I think the first thing to do is to separate things into two different categories. One is things I can do for myself that are pleasurable. And that may be that instead of using the weekends to do your laundry, do some of the tasks that aren't a whole lot of fun, see if you can kind of shoehorn those into evenings during the week or something. So weekends can be more for fun. And I know you're thinking, well, gee, but that's the problem. Fun for me meant drinking, and that's the problem. So maybe what I need to do is do more tasks on the weekend. I'm saying, no. What we want is for the weekend to be fun, for you to find other things that make you happy so that you're not feeling I need to take the edge off. So it may be having a party. It may be calling a friend. It may be doing some exercise. It may be joining a volunteer activity. It may be planning a trip. It may be visiting friends. It may be getting on the phone. All of us used to call each other on the weekends because the weekend rates were cheaper. From Friday night to early Monday morning, the rates went down, so everybody would call everybody over the weekend. Now we all have unlimited cell phones, so we can call long distance whenever we want. But, I mean, to figure out some things for you that would be really fun. Maybe reading a favorite book. going and dog sitting, house hunting, something that would really be fun for you specifically, and begin to sort of schedule those things so you have something to look forward to, not only on the weekends but during the week. And the second, which may be a little more complicated, but hopefully just as reaffirming, if not more so, is planning some things with the two of you. Because if you've got somebody who drinks and somebody who doesn't, that begins to be an issue in terms of compatibility. In that he's going to view you as having a drinking problem, you're going to be viewing him as a stick in the mud. And so the two of you will spend less and less time doing things together that you might have ordinarily done if both of you were drinking at the same level. So it's time to, and I would be honest with him. I would say, look, I've decided that I've become reliant on drink. And he's going to, first of all, you're going to get his undivided attention because he's probably either said that or thought that. And the fact that you're bringing it to him is going to be a whole revelation for him, number one. And say, let's, if you're going to be really smart, which I'm sure you are, you'll figure out some things that he would like to do as well as you. For example, if he really loves auto racing, that maybe the first thing you do is figure out whether there's going to be a car race in your general vicinity, and say, look, I'd like to get two tickets to go to the car races, and we'll drive up together. Or if he loves dancing and you have two left feet, to say, maybe I thought we'd go take some dancing lessons together. So pick some things that are not odious to you, because we don't want to turn you into St. Kathy the Martyr, but things that you think you would enjoy doing together, and that he specifically that he would like to do, because it's very likely that he uses computers and television and football in the same way that you've been using alcohol, as a way of just not paying attention to the fact that the two of you are not spending much time with each other and not really feeling very connected. So this should give you a fair amount of stuff to begin working on. The first is just things that are fun for you, so you're not completely dependent on his enthusiasm, but also a great opportunity to work on the marriage as well, and work on sort of reinventing and reinvigorating the two of you, especially, and you can be really honest with him of saying, I think that alcohol was a way of self-medicating in the same way that you use the television or the computer, but I'd really like to see if there's not something the two of us can do to keep each other entertained, and maybe we go and have, I know you're trying to lose weight, so maybe meals aren't the world's best thing to do, but brunch is a relatively low-cal meal and also not terribly expensive, and mostly protein if you're careful. Just don't eat much of the hash browns. And then go take a walk, or find, an art fair, or a lot of cities now have bikes for rent. But, I guess what I would like to do is sort of let you think about this, absorb a little bit, and then I'll put you on hold, and you can kind of reflect back to me whether this makes some sense or I've completely missed the boat on this. But the combination of you finding some things that will work for you, that make you feel connected, and it doesn't have to be either or. You can do both, and maybe Sunday is your day or Saturday is his day to do things, or vice versa, and begin sort of giving him some notion, and also saying to him, maybe you'd like to plan some things as well.
Okay, yeah, I think I got it.
Okay.
I understand.
Yeah, because it sounds to me that part of the reason that, as I said, you're using alcohol as the defense mechanism, he's using television and computer as defense mechanism, and the two of you, especially if you're not drinking right now, because he never has been, will find a path of back to one another that may be a lot more fun than what you had before, and you can lose a little weight. And he'll appreciate it. And you'll appreciate it. All right? Give it a try.
All right. Thank you.
But stick to it, kiddo.
Oh, I will.
Right? Good girl. All right. Call me back if you need me. Yeah, changing habits, breaking habits, are really difficult. But once, if you remind yourself, not that you're giving something up, but you're moving in a direction that makes more sense, that you're moving toward a better relationship, that you're moving toward a more authentic self, that you're going to have fewer headaches, you're going to lose a little bit of weight, try to make something a positive move rather than a negative one, and you'll find yourself much more effective. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. So we haven't done an email for a while, so I thought we would actually do an email. Well, actually, we did an email last hour, but we haven't done them for a while, so they've sort of backed up on us. What can I tell you? Alrighty.
Let's go to this email from Sue. Sue says, "Hi, Dr. Joy. I'm 58 and my daughter is 36. My daughter and I have not had a good relationship, especially over the last 10 years or so. I was trying to help her with something, and of course it went bad. I ended up lying to her, thinking it wouldn't be as bad at the end. Well, it was worse. She never forgives anyone. I have apologized so many times to her. Meanwhile, I have not seen my 14-year-old granddaughter in 10 months. My heart is broken. They're all I have. I spoiled her growing up, giving her all I could. Her dad and I divorced when she was tiny. He was not around much at all. She says she doesn't remember anything good that happened growing up, just the bad things. The bad stuff, she says, didn't even happen. She's been to many doctors growing up, lots of meds and therapy. She used to beat me up and then call the cops and try to get me in trouble. They would listen to her and then look at me with all the scratches and blood and figure it out real quick. Her doctor said to lay on her when she did that. She was about 7 or 8 when she started doing that. I'm worn out from all the drama from her all these years. I would try to date 3 guys in 29 years since my divorce, and she would say they did things to her and they were never alone with her. She was so rude to them, I wouldn't bring them around her. When I did, she tried to poison one and ruin one's hat. It's not been good. Needless to say, I didn't date them long until the last one, and I married him. From 2007, when I started going out with him, she didn't have much to do with me. We got married in Vegas because it was so bad with her. I knew she wouldn't come, so we avoided the whole deal and went there instead. And when I lost 85 pounds, it was like she was jealous. Like I said, I'm worn out. My long question is, how do I get her to forgive me?"
Well, I mean, you're sort of leaving out some of the relevant detail, which is what you lied about and why you lied. I mean, it sounds to me that the two of you have always had somewhat of a complicated relationship, and you don't really like each other very well. But if it sounds like to me that the issue is what you lied about, and I have no idea what that was. So it's a little hard to kind of sort this out. But maybe the place to start is just there, it's almost like your explanation is or your is a justification for lying to her, and she's never going to buy that. She's never going to buy that it was okay to lie to her. And secondly, if she has any sense that the real reason that you want to get back in touch with her is because of your grandchild, you're doomed. So I think what I would do is just sort of start a campaign that says, I'm going to make her understand what I like about her. And that may take some doing on your part, because it doesn't sound to me that exactly trips off your tongue of what it is that... What it is that you like about her, what it is that you value about her, and whether you spoiled her or not. I mean, that part's already done. And again, if she has any sense that the only reason you care about her, which is what it sounds like to me, is because of the grandchild, you're sunk until she wants something from you, until she wants a babysitter or to borrow some money or whatever. But the gist of her complaint, from what you're telling me, is that you lied to her, and I don't know what you lied, what you said, or why you lied about it. So it's a little hard to kind of sort that through. But understanding, and I would say to her, I was wrong, this is why I did it, which can't in any way sound like a justification. It just has to sound like an apology. I shouldn't have done it. I guess I wanted you to think better of me than you were going to. But it was a short-term solution to a long-term problem. Tell me what I can do to make it up to you. Tell me what I can do to make things right, because I miss you in my life. You're my daughter. I certainly miss my grandchild, but my grandchild is sort of the icing on the cake. You're the gist of why you're my daughter, you're my child. And she's very likely to say, well, I don't know, or, you know, there's nothing you can do. But say, well, I really don't want to leave it at that. I would really like to figure out some way that you can give me another chance to be maybe I haven't always been the mom you wanted, and maybe you haven't always been the daughter that I wanted either, but we can figure out a way to get back to each other that makes some sense to both of us. And I would just be relentless about it. But that's where we're going to have to start. No explanation. I mean, no... You're going to have to do a mea culpa without, well, this, you know, it was okay for me to lie. Because if she in any way feels that it's okay, that you're justifying your behavior, it's not going to go anyplace. So I think that's basically what you're going to have to do, is to figure out how and what it is that she wants from you that you can offer her. But be careful about in any way implying that it was okay to lie, because it wasn't. And you can see it wasn't. I mean, I'm not even talking about the morality, I'm just talking about the practicality, that it didn't work. And what you need to do is figure out, and I would say to her in just exactly those words, tell me what I can do to make this right. And I'm willing to do it, short of donating a kidney or something of that sort. I mean, don't sign up for something that's completely stupid, but I'm sure you can figure it out with her. But you can see that that people get really upset about lying, and it's not only because you lied, it's because it implies when you lie to somebody, it's demeaning to them, right? It says either you're so stupid you're not going to figure it out, or you're not worth the truth, or the great Jack Nicholson line is, you can't stand the truth. You can't, what is it? You can't handle the truth. I knew my verb was wrong. You can't handle the truth. It really is an insult if you think about it, that somebody would lie to us. And remember when we were kids and we lied to our parents, not only did you do this, but then you lied about it. And somehow we carry that forth into our adulthood, that there are two sins, and which of course is silly, because once you've done something really stupid, a large percentage of the population are going to lie about it, thinking, well, there's at least a chance I'll get away with it. But it's usually not worth the risk, because you usually don't get away with it. And even if you get away with it, you know you lied, which is that additional burden. So unfortunately, our parents are probably right about that. Lying is just a short-term solution to a long-term problem, because if you get away with it, you're going to be aware of it. Sooner or later, that person may find out you lied to them, which means that they're going to dismiss everything you've told them in the interim. And perhaps most importantly, very few of us get away with it. So you've just compounded a problem as opposed to minimizing it. You've maximized it. You've exacerbated. It would be helpful to know what that is. So if you're hearing this, maybe you can call up or Facebook me and give me the deets, because that might help a bit. But in the meantime, ask her what you can do to make it okay, and apologize profusely without the, well, you know, you hit me or whatever. Just don't get into that. All right. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, I should tell you this. I don't know if this will appeal to you guys, but you know, as we've said before, Manny sends me news stories, and we go over them together to see if there's something there that we want to talk about on the air. Because we sort of feel like we don't want you to think that we live in a bubble, so that there's a story that we want to talk to. So this was the first one he sent me, which I misread. But what I read it as is NASA to send probe to Europe to find evidence of life. No, Joy. It was NASA to send probe to Europa to find evidence of life. Mm-hmm. Right? Okay, so that was one, which seems to fit in really well with the notion that in 1942 that they decided that aliens invaded Los Angeles.
And then we were talking about people going up to Mars. And
yeah, that was yesterday. Yeah, having the first baby on Mars, and there we go. All right, so that was number one. Number two, this is I don't know exactly how to deal with this story, but it's sort of interesting. All right, do you guys have emoticons? I think we'll call them emojis on the on your phone, the ones that have smiley face or frowny face or whatever.
I do, yes. I have an Android phone. And, yep, I've got them.
Yeah, I kind of like those. Apparently, I'd had them on my phone for a long time and didn't really sort of understand. Mm-hmm. But they now have, they have smiley, sads, hearts, and now they're going to have racially diverse ones.
Boy.
Non-white faces. They're not white to begin with. Aren't mine yellow? Aren't I'm trying to remember what color mine actually are.
Yeah, I mean, they tend to look more like Simpsons characters more than...
Yeah, they weren't white.
They're yellow and... You know.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so the faces are available in six different skin tones. Let me try this again. Six different skin tones.
Say that seven times fast.
Yeah, right. There are 300 new ones included in the latest developer. But they won't be available to the public until the update is released later this year. Oh, darn. The keyboard of illustrated icons is based on Unicode, the standard for text, numbers, and emojis across all platforms. They apparently originated in Japan. Did you know that? And were added to the Unicode standard in 2010. Apple first included them in 2011.
I did not know they originated in Japan, no.
If you look at it, they look like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they look like the anime characters as much as anything else. Apple supports and cares deeply about diversity, is working with the Unicode Consortium to update the standard so that it better represents diversity for all of us. Oh, like mine has a pig on it. I don't know who that represents. Men, perhaps? I don't know. Rude Joy. Rude. They sell international rules for text and characters to ensure consistency across platforms. Oh, sets. This is not my day for reading accurately, is it? And this is going to be in Europe. No, Europa. I was kidding. All right. They set international rules for text and characters to ensure consistency across platforms. Apple, Google, Microsoft, and IBM all use it. So you can send an iPhone to someone with an Android and it's still readable. So there you go. That's why.
Okay.
So can you hardly wait? They had pictures of them. They don't look all that racially diverse to me.
I was going to say, I was looking at some of these, and they don't really...
But maybe these aren't the ones that they're going to actually have.
Yeah, maybe these... Because they look like ones that I've seen already, that they have.
Yeah,
already.
Well, there's one that's green. I haven't seen a green one before, but I'm not sure what racial group that... Do you have a green one?
Yeah, I've seen the green ones before. That typically means that somebody's, like, sick.
Going to be sick, really, yeah, going to barf. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's one that looks... That's black, literally. Do you have a black one? I've never had a black one on my phone.
No.
I don't think I have all of these. The devil one I've seen before.
Yep. Yeah, I've seen that.
The one with the baseball cap on sideways, I don't think I've seen that one before.
Sunglasses, yeah. I've seen, they have the ones with the sunglasses that I've seen.
I've seen the sunglasses, yeah.
Seen one with the ball cap, though.
And there's one, I suppose it's supposed to be Asian, but it could also be just scrunching up your eyes. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both... Yeah, I think because one of them, but one of them's smiling with crying and the other's yelling with crying, so I don't know.
Yeah.
These don't sort of do it a lot for me, but what can I tell you? All right, so that's news story number two. So we now are finding intelligent life in Europe and racially diverse emojis, which don't look the least bit racially diverse. The best best diet for mood. This one, don't even bother with this one. You want to guess what it says?
Do I even want to dare guess?
Well, it's stupid. It just says basically if you eat healthy, you're going to feel better. Like, duh.
Well, yeah, duh.
We don't know that pepperoni pizza is going to sit in our stomach for a long time going, oh my gosh, why did I do that?
Thanks, Captain Obvious.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, comfort food we know is comforting because we eat it and then we feel terrible the next day. And so we remember that if we don't eat it, we'll feel better. But they're saying basically Mediterranean diet, which is olive oil rather than butter, like duh.
Yep.
Nuts, fruit, vegetables, legumes, no meat, no alcohol. I mean, like duh. And then probably my favorite of the stupid stories is how to slow down your busy life. Guess what number one is? Do less.
Well, yeah. That's kind of
jeez
point.
Louise, can we write that down? I mean, wow. Okay, so I'm feeling a little mean. And this is a story that has no meaning to me whatsoever, but I'll share it with you. Many hackers lurk for months, then pounce. Okay, first of all, if hacking was easy, all of us would know how to do it, right? Do you know how to hack into something?
I do not know.
I don't either.
Never even come remotely close to knowing how.
I'm lucky if I can, you know, get an email sent, right? And it's not that I'm technologically incompetent. It's just that, I don't know. So hacking seems to me, I mean, something that's kind of sophisticated. And therefore, sophisticated, probably it takes a while to learn how to do it. And then maybe it takes a while to actually do it. And then maybe if you're smart enough to do it, you just assume not get caught. So maybe you sort of do practice runs. So the idea that somehow somebody just doesn't wake up in the morning and says, I think I'll hack into the Pentagon. Okay, it's 9 o'clock. And at 9:11, you know, I'm going to go walk my dog. Right? I mean, I suppose the point is that there are probably early warning signs. I would guess that that's probably, let's see what the article actually says, because it's so stupid I decided I'm not going to read this. They pose as legitimate users for long periods of time, causing lengthy delays before victims figure out they've been hacked. It actually took 205 days for an organization to detect a compromise, down slightly from 220 days 2 years ago. All right, so the point being, I guess, exactly my point originally, that hacking really requires a certain amount of skill that most of us don't have, and therefore detecting hacking, that people need to figure out better firewalls. And I think that the other unspoken part of this is that the firewalls that people have, they count on, as opposed to checking fairly frequently. He said, I don't think it's enough to make a claim that people are getting better at this. Hackers are moving away from using malware that can quickly be detected. They're stealing authentication credentials and using them to log into systems remotely. They look like legitimate users logging into a system, which becomes difficult to detect. Kind of my point. See, if I were really interested in security, instead of arresting all these kids at MIT for hacking, I would hire them. In the same way that banks and lock companies hire burglars to teach them. First of all, they have tried to break into the system, and that's how they decide, that's how they basically troubleshoot. What can I tell you? And they said, well, you know, sometimes they use malware and backdoors. I mean, this is one of those articles that I suppose, let's see who the guy is. It doesn't have his credentials. But, I mean, this is kind of a non-story. Right? Attackers modify and recompile source code. I did not find a single instance in which an organization's antivirus software detected or prevented from running despite its reputation for Mimikatz. There we go. So all that money you're spending on your firewalls and your antivirus, forget about it.
Forget about it.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what that article is about. But there we go. And again, how to slow down your busy life and do less.
I mean, do you even really, as far as that goes, do you really even need to read the rest of it? Because that's kind of, that's
about
kind of,
what? That's, about slowing down your busy life?
Yeah, because that's kind of the point, right? Is just doing less. I mean, that's kind of the point.
Well, if you're doing less, by definition, you're going to be doing less, right?
Right, so right. Exactly, right. Yeah.
Right, they also say do more self-care. Eat a balanced diet, exercise regularly, get enough sleep. Do something you enjoy.
That's kind of something you need to do anyway.
Yeah. Do more being and less doing. Meditate. I mean, I hope somebody didn't get a huge grant for doing that study. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co, BidBit.co.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from discountnutritionshop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
discountnutritionshop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548. Or just go to discountnutritionshop.com.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, great idea. Omar, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I had a question. I was wondering, I have a partner, and I have called him before because he's been unfaithful, but he's been doing okay. The only thing I've noticed when he's dreaming, he mentions a person that he was unfaithful with me in his dreams. Should I get upset over that? Or
absolutely not. Absolutely not. We're not responsible for what we dream about. And that may be a way for him to work out some of his guilt. It may be a way for him to work out some of his lust so he doesn't do anything when he's awake. You hold people responsible for what they do when they're wide awake, not when they're asleep.
Okay.
And no control over our unconscious.
Okay, Dr. Joy, and I just wanted to make sure, but he says it a lot like he's actually having a conversation like with me and you right now, and he mentions his name, and it's just...
Omar?
He's angry.
Omar?
Yeah.
Asked and answered, right? None of us are responsible for what we dream about, and dreams can be coded, they can be... Our unconscious is this kind of boiling cauldron of emotions, and so things that we want to happen, things that we don't want to happen, things that might happen, things that are never going to happen, things that have already happened, are all going to get messed up there together, and some of it's going to be symbols, some of it's going to be... There's no negative in our unconscious, so things that we love and hate are all going to look exactly the same. So you hold him responsible for how he behaves when he's wide awake, not what happens when he's asleep.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Joe. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome, Omar. Yeah, I mean, I had somebody who was ready to divorce somebody over what they were saying when they were asleep, and you can't do it. But you have to make sure they're asleep, but that doesn't include pinching them or sticking them with a needle or anything like that. Just assume they're asleep. What we dream is just what we dream. That's all. And I think all of us have had those kind of dreams that seem so intense and so real that you walk into work and sort of blush around somebody. But we're not responsible for what we dream. Alrighty. If we haven't done a program about dreams for a long time, maybe that's something we should do. But look, if we're going to do a program about dreams, you have to call me about them, because anything that you put up on Facebook is not going to give me enough information, and there's not enough feedback, because as I've just explained, dreams are very complicated. The person who always is going to know the most about the dream is the dreamer, but things are coded because that's coded C-O-D-E-D as opposed to C-O-A-T-E-D, although in this kind of weather, I suppose coats are valuable. But the idea being that that sometimes it's stuff we don't really want to deal with, so that we make it in some kind of hieroglyphic, which is kind of silly. I've told before that if you're a therapist, which I am, and you do dream analysis, which I do, that I have dreams, and I'll literally remember the Magnavox, the box in the box that would have up in the right hand corner. You could have a different channel, or you could have translation or whatever. I actually, when I'm dreaming, quite often will have that. I'm interpreting the dream as it goes along. I mean, this is what I do for a living, so there's no particular sense of putting a strange dream in a strange kind of code, because I'll figure it out. But no, you don't hold somebody responsible for what they dream or what they say when they're dreaming. All right, so I'm trying to figure out, what have I got here, like 3 minutes?
Closer to 4 minutes. Actually.
4 minutes. All right. I'll tell you what. Let's end the program doing something incredibly silly and fun. Let's do, because we were talking about puns.
Mm-hmm.
And we went through that whole list of puns. Let's do a couple puns here. Just end up today.
All right. Start with Julie. Julie says, "Did you hear about the guy whose whole left side was cut off? He's all right now."
Yay, perfect pun. There you go. Completely, completely hiss worth. Okay.
She added another one. I'm glad I know sign language. It's pretty handy.
All right, here's one. Thank goodness for the man who invented Venetian blinds, otherwise it'd be curtains for all of us. All right, keep going.
Cynthia says, "Monsters don't eat clowns because they taste funny."
All right, here's another one. Someone else told me, there must be monster jokes going around first grade or something, because someone else told me a monster joke over the weekend. They said, do you know what monsters eat? Things. Do you know what monsters drink? Coke. Because things go better with Coke. You like that one?
That's pretty good.
A grown-up human being taught me that. I don't even think he has grandchildren. I don't think there was any excuse for that. All right, keep going. That's kind of like how to slow down your busy life. Slow down. Thank you. Okay.
Chris says, "An alligator in a vest is an investigator."
Fair enough. You and I are having a great time with this. Who knows if anybody else is. Sorry. But all you folks out there booing us and hissing us are going to go tell these jokes at dinner tonight. Exactly. I know you are. Right. So, you know, don't give us a hard time. All right, keep going.
Marcia says, two peanuts were walking down the street, and one of them, one was assaulted.
There's one about that when the therapist went to his therapist, and he says, where are you living? And he said, well, I used to be in a cabin, but now I'm in a teepee. And he said, well, do you have more than one? He said, yeah. And he said, well, that's the problem. You're two tens. That one took, I had to figure that out as I was going along. Sorry, keep going.
Maxwell says, sorry, hon, I don't have a pun.
Okay.
Liz says, it's hard to explain puns to kleptomaniacs because they always take things literally.
No, they always take things literally.
Yeah.
Okay. That was pretty good. I can see we're just really on the cusp there of telling mother-in-law jokes and light bulb jokes. I don't think so, folks.
Last one here from Mike. Mike says, he went to crap and the hogs him.
What? I don't get that.
I'm not sure I get it either.
Maybe we shouldn't go back over it again, though. That one sounds like if we get it, we're gonna have to bleep it. So I don't quite get that one. I don't know what that means. All right, so that was I had an uncle who loved puns, and that was his that was just his favorite way of dealing with people, and he loved nothing more than being booed. That was, you know, if you're going to tell puns, that's what you do, is you get booed. I'm trying to remember I think it was my brother that sent me the list. Hopefully I deleted it, because it's one of those things, you know, you talk about viruses.
Yeah.
I think I got rid of it, so that was hopefully a good thing to do. All right, so we've now indulged in your need to go ahead and sort of suggest what movie should have won. We've done puns. All right, so now all we have to do is psychology. Tomorrow's another day. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.